This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here, folks, in the finest radio audience, great deal of wisdom all across the fruited plain of the northern plains. That's right. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, Dan, the man answering the calls. You call us at 701-271-1100, 258-0550. You can text Todd, 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. Here's what I need a little help understanding. Remember when President Trump was agitating with the coronavirus task force to say, you know, let's begin opening things up Easter. Just think of what Easter's all about. Great time to begin opening back up. And a friend of his ended up going into the hospital one day and in a coma the next with the coronavirus. And he saw some models that said, you know, if we hadn't done what we've done to date, we could have had millions in deaths. The new number was, as I recall, 200,000 to 800,000 projected deaths. And that number's now dropped. You know, the number is, one of the main models they're relying on says coronavirus deaths in the U.S. could be 60,000. Now, the reason it's come down each of the steps is because America's been shut down. I mean, America's shut down. Right? There's, ask any business what their normal April or March is like compared to now, and it's makes you want to cry. I believe that the reason we've gone from the projection of millions to hundreds of thousands to now tens of thousands is because America was shut down. In other words, if March Madness had gone on, if life is normal, concerts are going on, restaurants are open, malls open, that you would have seen a higher number, obviously. So, to me, this is something to celebrate. Less people are going to die, and our contribution to that was life as we know it upside down for weeks. Not months. Better not be. Weeks. So, does that not make sense? Does that not, is the cost and the benefit of that something you're comfortable with? I say yes. If we immediately pivot to, let's get out of this mess. Let's build back bigger than ever. Let's find the American way to do this and turn this around. Damage was done to the economy, which at the time this crisis became known to us was the greatest in history. Best ever. How do we get it back there? I think we can. I really do. I think we can. I think we have it in us. Have that great American renaissance.
Now, we are Americans.
There is another way to look at this. And the other way to look at this is all of this was for nothing. You wrecked businesses. You shut things down. And for what? This was nothing. Again, you have to, if you believe that, you have to believe that everything that has been done was unnecessary and that if we had just left everything open, the numbers would be relatively the same. I have a hard time believing that. You know why? Cruise ships. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you have people that have coronavirus in crowds, what happens? Do you see the USS Theodore Roosevelt has 600 cases of coronavirus? Whew. Talk about a Petri dish. Well, that's, oh, I mean, man. Any concert's a Petri dish. Any sporting event's a Petri dish. Right? So, I you know, my way of thinking is that I see that as a victory. I say we, the American people, gave up something. You know, the freedom to move and go wherever you want. This whole stay home, send one person to the grocery store once a week, take out only at restaurants, that business shut down, that business shut down.
You know, it's going to be the new normal at sporting events.
Masks or what?
No more in the stands beer selling. No more beer guys.
What?
None of that. I read it yesterday. Imagine if two of the vendors in the stands have it. They fill up a beer. They hand one beer. It gets handed down the line.
Well, but I mean,
that'll be another thing that I bet you that won't be.
You could say that about the flu.
I know.
You could say that about the flu. I mean, once we have a vaccine, I think that's a crazy idea.
Yep.
Crazy. Anyway, I'm just saying, I think we've given up something and we've got something in return. And pretty darn soon we're going to get back to normal here and we ought to go to it. Am I like naive? Am I missing some grand, plot here?
And, I wasn't expecting Kevin to say sporting events weren't going to have crowds at all.
Oh, they're rethinking everything. NBA's talking about playing games of horse. I'm not kidding.
Major League Baseball playing them all at empty stadiums around Phoenix.
Let's take some calls here. Keith in Detroit Lakes on What's on Your Mind. Lay it on me, Keith.
Hey, I was watching Tucker Carlson last night, and the IHME, who was doing the projections, they came up with the 60,000 death toll. But at first they came up with the 250,000 death toll. Now they revised it to 60. Tucker said that they had social distancing already in the model. So social distancing at 250 was already baked into the cake, and now they're saying 60. So what's going on? Is social distancing helping or not? According to Tucker Carlson last night, it's not doing anything. So we can't have media outlets saying, oh, it's helping. And then Fox News and Tucker Carlson says it was already in the model. The models are wrong.
Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of people have been this IHME model was the fair-haired model, but has been sort of, I don't know if discredited is the word, but relied on less.
So Tucker Carlson put it on his program, the 5 million viewers, that's been discredited?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, no, the model has been discredited. They've used it less because those numbers have been so far off. I mean, even Dr. Birx has talked about that at the press conference that they have every day, the daily coronavirus task force, that, that number was, we were relying on that one, and they have been wrong, and here's why they've been wrong. I've not heard what you just said, though, because if, in fact, IHME is saying they were predicting whatever, millions at first, and then down to 200,000 to 800,000, and now down to 60, based on, you know, we think that's what it's going to be with social distancing. Obviously they blew it, right? They didn't have it right, but
right, Scott, and that's not my opinion. That's Tucker Carlson's show that goes to 5-6 million people a night. It's out for everybody to see it. Google it.
Yeah,
so if that's true, then what are we doing?
Yeah, widely cited. I'm reading from a news story here about it. It says a widely cited model offers some predictions. The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation's COVID-19 projections were cited in recent White House briefings and take into account how the pandemic is playing out in several countries around the world. They incorporate the current trend line of deaths in the U.S. and the estimated impact of social distancing measures to predict when each state might reach peak daily deaths and hospital usage. So I guess that's the key word there is the estimated impact of social distancing. So it's in there, but obviously it's been wrong quite often. John in Minot, let's go to you. What's your take?
My take is I understand the 60,000 number is good till August of this year. It's not the total number of deaths that the virus may have. Also, we need to go back to be the Buffalo spirit. You know, we have to get back to work. We can't be out for 2 years social distancing. It'd be nice if we could survive, but, you know, a bag of potatoes would probably cost you $100 or more. We also have to look at, you know, treatments. If we don't seriously look at treatments, it's not a question of how many deaths there are. Right now, there's two treatments. Take two aspirin and go home, or get on a respirator. So treatments are the most important thing that can happen in the near future. And I just want to bring that up.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what else? You say two aspirins. There's also the lupus and malaria medicine that has worked for some. The president's received a lot of grief for saying, if your doctor says try it, try it. Why wouldn't you? You know, there's one treatment right now that can help, and obviously everybody wants to do more trials on it, so they're doing more trials, but that one could be ready sooner than later. It's a prescription that exists right now. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jim and Bismarck when we come back.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube. Or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Since she was a baby, sitting on her daddy's knee, had him wrapped around her finger, doing anything she pleased. She had a way of getting what she wanted, daddy knew in his mind.
20 past the hour, here's President Trump yesterday on when we might be able to go back to work and have a normal America again. What do you say?
I don't like giving dates. And that wasn't a date. That was just an aspiration. That would have been incredible. But I don't think we're going to be very far behind. And some of these models are looking like Easter is going to be a very important date anyway because of the curve. I mean, it's hitting the top and it's starting to come down.
All right. I like that. I'm going to turn a corner after Easter. Of course, they wanted to say a date again. And he always said, you know, Easter would be a good time to begin thinking about opening up parts of the country. I still think that makes sense as well.
How would any respectable journalist think that he could give an actual date?
Well,
like,
wait
for Friday, we'll be good.
You just said two words that don't exist, respectable journalist.
Oh,
I mean, there's a handful of them. You know, we've got a few around here, and there's a few in D.C., but it's a lost art. Now it's a game to get on TV and, you know, be heard and get Twitter followers and, you know, how goofy can you be? Some dopehead yesterday asked the president about whether he was going to pardon some guy that's in that stupid, what is it again?
The Tiger King. Yeah. Here's what he said.
Do you think he didn't do it? Are you on his side?
Are you
recommending a pardon?
No, I'm not advocating
as a reporter. You're not allowed to do that. You'd be criticized by these. Would you recommend a pardon?
I'm not weighing in on Tiger King.
I don't think you would. Go ahead. You have a question?
Yeah.
I'll take a look.
You earlier said your son talked about this jokingly on Twitter. He said, which son is that?
Wow.
And the guy said, Don. I thought it'd be Don. Yeah, exactly. That sounds like Don. Jim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Again, population density is the one that we're 11 people per square mile in North Dakota. 400 people per square mile. California, 400 people per square mile, or even more in New York. 18,000 in New York City. Why should we be paying the same penalty that they are when we're already separated?
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more. Now, when you talk about a penalty, do you want to do nothing? I mean, you've seen obviously in nursing homes this thing can take off. That's what happened in Washington State. Little epicenters there. But I'm with you as far as when we open, and that's why I'm glad the president early on said there's some areas of the country that don't have the problem. So let's open them up first. So I hope we're in that category, Jim, right?
Common sense, and let's open them now. We're punishing all our business stuff. We're going to lose it.
How much longer can they go? It's a good question. Thank you, Jim. We're going to talk at the bottom of the hour with Eric Hartmeyer, who's president of the Bank of North Dakota. And I said something on the air last week that caused them to say, you know, we'd like to address this, because I said I'd like to see him step up. Now, I know they've stepped up. They've done things that they've done in the past with, you know, disasters and helping with banks. You know, that's great. But when I say step up, I mean, how do we use an asset that we own, the taxpayers own, to swing for the fences, to make North Dakota first in the nation in the recovery using that asset? That's what I'm talking about. And I want to start thinking about that, because we could spend a lot of energy saying, why are we closed? Our numbers here are this. This is all, whatever. It is what it is. We've done what we've done. I would argue doing what we've done is one of the reasons we don't have the problem they have some other places. If we just said, screw you, we're going to leave this open just like any other day, and then we have an issue in it, spread's not good. Not good. But whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we had no need to do any of this here. We did it. So are we going to sit here and fire up the circular firing squad and complain about how bad it is? Or are we going to plan a way out of it and plan a rocket ship-like recovery? That's what I want to do. Clinton Bismarck, give me your take. 2580550. Go ahead. You got to turn your radio down there, though, Clinton.
Four words,
Clinton.
Oh, I don't have my radio on. Four words, the swamp runneth over.
The swamp runneth over.
There you go.
Okay, so translate that for me. What do you mean?
Dr. Fauci and this Debbie Birx or whatever her name is, do the research on them. And that Fauci, he's no genius. He's a genius at procuring billions and billions of dollars for whatever his cause of the day is. I'm not saying we didn't have a problem, but he's a little rooster, struts out there every day, thinks he's important. And he is. I mean, we're all following him right now. Right down to we've got nonsense people trying to shut the state with this goofy petition. Come on. I mean, we can social distance. We can have some common sense, but let's not lose our minds. If I want to go with my my brother or even my wife or when I'm living with somebody, I can't go to Riverwood on Friday and we can't put two people on a golf cart. I don't know. Where's it going to end?
And, yeah, I'll give you that. That's goofy. By the way, you're right about Fauci and Burks in the sense that I understand they both have spouses that are active partisan Democrats. So they the most likely are of the swamp. I don't think anybody doubts their, medical credentials. I know you can say, should Trump listen to them? Should he not? Burks is
the issue we have, and when I mention the swamp, the issue is there is nobody within the boundaries of Washington D.C. that isn't part of the Democrat fiasco down there. I mean, they're all tainted. There's just none of them that are down there for the good of we the people.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, Clint. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Recall when I was at the White House, a story told me by a close staffer to President Trump that, when he first got there to the White House shortly after they began, that, about 2 in 10 people actually were actively trying to help the president be the president in the White House, 20%. And in his, I think at the time, 2.5 years, that had grown to about 50-50. But that means every day, half of the people that staff the White House are against the current president that we elected. So that's how Washington works. I don't doubt that one bit.
I'll leave you with this. Republicans are red, Democrats are blue, and neither one gives a beep about you.
Well, that's why we have Donald J. Trump as president of the United States. I mean, he recognizes forgotten Americans everywhere, but I trust his gut. Right? I trust his gut. I trust that he's asking all the questions.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you Fauci and Burks have never been questioned by a president or a high-level member of government ever like they are by him. Ever. So that's why I say, let's not, look, some people think this was all a hoax. Some people think this was appropriate. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. It was what it was. Let's get on with the business of getting the economy going again soon. Right?
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 6 million more Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, according to Labor Department numbers released this morning. That's 250,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Analysts were expecting today's number to come in at just over 5 million, so it was a little worse than expected. More than 16 million U.S. workers have now filed for jobless benefits over the past 3 weeks. That coronavirus might
money from the government could be in your account soon. Direct deposits from the IRS could reportedly start next week, as early as Monday or Tuesday. The agency is also expected to give instructions for how to update direct deposit information if you need to. People making up to $75,000 a year will get about $1,200 of stimulus money and extra money for each qualifying child. And this is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Top, got a birthday, or what do you got going there, Cass?
Just a good song.
Just a good song.
I just hit shuffle on that one.
No birthdays by ZZ Top today, huh?
Not there yet.
Okay,
nope.
All right. What is David Kennedy? Is it David Kennedy or is John Kennedy? The senator from Louisiana? What does he think about Bernie Sanders dropping out of the presidential race? I heard he was a little agitated by it.
I can tell you the Sanders supporters, the Sanders delegates are probably not too happy today. They're probably mad as a mama wasp. So I wouldn't say Bernie's completely out of this.
He suspended his campaign and held his delegates.
So
mama wasp. Yeah, that'd be old John Kennedy. Whenever we need a little chuckle, we just fire up a John Kennedy clip. Louisiana. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, folks, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. You know what I love about Oasis Petroleum? You think things are easy right now in the oil and gas industry? Ha, hardly. And they really never are. This business, I mean, the price goes up, the price goes down. Now they got a double whammy. They got Russia and Saudi Arabia fighting, dumping to the market, doing a price and really a share war is what this is. They want more of the share. They don't like the fact that the U.S. oil industry is taking all of the market share they used to have. So it's a share war. And they dump oil, and it becomes a price war, and one thing after another. OPEC is meeting right now. We're monitoring that to see what they're going to do, because price oil is up based on the meeting, but we don't know what they're going to do. We hope they're going to follow through with their promise to the president. But anyway, all that plays out, and what does Oasis Petroleum do? They just keep going into the storm. They have that be the buffalo spirit, and they love that about North Dakotans. That's what we do. We go into the storm. Doesn't matter. Farmers, ranchers, that agrarian spirit, we just do it. Business owners, oil and gas industry, coal industry, going into the storm. So Oasis Petroleum says, thanks for doing that. And when you see something, say something about the great Be the Buffalo Spirit. Celebrate anybody, anytime. 855-200-1776 is our Be the Buffalo hotline. Our next guest is the president of the Bank of North Dakota, Eric Hardemeyer. Eric, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Scott, thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to talk a little bit about the Bank of North Dakota and role in disasters. Now, I know you guys, you know this well, because we have our fair share, whether it's flooding or other things that happen, and partner up with the banks and communities to help folks out. But talk about the role of the Bank of North Dakota in a time of a disaster and a recovery.
Yeah, well, thank you, Scott. Of course, we've been involved with this, as you mentioned, you know, for a couple of decades, we have been really front and center in the recovery phase of these disasters. So really starting off in, you know, 1997 up in Grand Forks, and as you said, through many different weather-related events, economic events, And, of course, you know, the Minot flood in 2011 was a major disaster that we dealt with. And so, you know, as I've talked about before, you know, we've been through this. We understand our role in this. You know, generally what we're going to do is let the federal programs run their course. And you know, Scott, what has been happening here with the PPP program and the other announcements that are coming out from Treasury and the Federal Reserve is that there is a, you know, a tremendous, tremendous response from the federal government, unlike, you know, anything that, you know, has probably ever been witnessed by anybody. And so our role is to really understand, you know, what happens when those programs are completely utilized, what is going to be the need after that. And there will be. There will be a significant need once we get through the initial blast of, you know, the PPP program and the disaster programs. And, you know, that's where we're positioning the bank, is to really step in and say, you know what, we got your back here. After the federal government has done their piece, the state is going to move in and do what we can to meet those ongoing needs or those niches. And that generally has been our experience, you know, in the last 20, 25 years, is, you know, not to duplicate what the federal government is doing. And in this case, as, you know, you've talked about and others have, the response is nothing less than incredible from the federal government. So, you know, we are doing the things that we need to be doing right now. We're working with the student loan borrowers. I think you've heard that before, where we have basically agreed to defer all those payments for our student loan borrowers for 6 months. We've lowered the interest rates, or will be lowering the interest rates for those. We came out with a farm disaster program in January. We continue to see good activity there and anticipate that, you know, once the, you know, things settle down, we get to a normal or a new normal, the Bank of North Dakota will be, you know, prepared to roll out a program to help with, you know, I guess we'll call it stability kind of measures at that point. So, you know, that's what we're here for, Scott. That's why we were created 100 years ago, to deal with, you know, to take care of ourselves and our residents. And we are absolutely prepared to do that.
I wanted to follow up first on the student loan thing. We had a call yesterday from a fellow, Joe in Bismarck, that said his son, his oldest son, and his wife had called all of their student loan lenders and found them all to be, you know, very amenable to working different plans out, deferring payments or dropping interest rates, but said his son had his loans through Bank of North Dakota. When he called Bank of North Dakota, they said they were not doing anything. This guy said, "You're kidding me." I quickly looked on the website and said, "Well, there's loan deferment payments mentioned here, but not interest rates." So I don't know if he got that confused. But you just mentioned lowering interest rates. What is the plan? Is the plan to do both deferring payments and dropping interest rates?
Yes, absolutely it is, Scott. For one, you know, we've been out, and I could tell you that as of this point, we've already done almost 5,000 borrower deferments for over $131 million. So those are happening, and some of those are going to happen just naturally as people are unable to make their payments, they will automatically be deferred. And then those that want to voluntarily get deferments, they can do that as well. We have a simple form on the on our website that they can complete. And, you know, we will absolutely work with every borrower out there to get that done.
All right. So,
now,
Joe,
in terms of, you know, the interest rate, Scott, that you mentioned, you know, the good part about the Federal Reserve is that they've lowered rates. And so those borrowers who have a variable interest rate, those are going to see or have seen a reduction beginning April 1. And for the most part, those rates are down, you know, about, you know, below 2.5%, down to about 2.35%. And what we've realized are, you know, those borrowers who have chosen the fixed rate option years ago, you know, they're going to need some relief, too. And so we are working with, you know, our systems and will reduce all of those fixed rate loans by 8%. And I can tell you that we've done the math on this, Scott, and, you know, the benefit that we are providing, you know, our borrowers is superior to that of the federal program where they give you 6 to 12 months of deferment and then 0%, you know, interest for that period. Our reduction is permanent. And so when we do the math on it in the long run, this is a better option for our borrowers.
Great. That's a good deal, and I think maybe we need to do a better job of getting that word out just so people know, and hopefully Joe and Bismarck heard that as well. Back to the business side of things. On one hand, I hear you. You're saying, look, there's federal programs out there. They're pretty robust. Let's let them work, then let's figure out where the gaps are. On the other hand, every day I encounter a half a dozen business people that have the weight of the world on their shoulders, even with those programs. Right. Right. And, of course, as usual with the federal government, there's all kinds of strings that you got to do this, you got to do that, you know, whatnot. And I sit there and I see an asset like the Bank of North Dakota owned by the citizens of North Dakota, all this rich history that we have that is the only one of its kind in the country. Is there something, you know, and I realize you've got a board of directors, you got the industrial commission, you have legislators, and you have a lot of bosses, Eric, so I get that. You can't do that on your own. But is there something you could, if I gave you a magic wand to say, let's make North Dakota's recovery be better than anybody else, let's go above and beyond, and have us be the envy of the nation, is there something we could do to help now?
Well, yeah, I think that this is what we're trying to do, Scott. The first thing we want to do is we don't want to confuse the borrowers by saying, you know, there's a federal program, the PPP program, there's the Main Street program that's coming out, and now there's, you know, a Bank of North Dakota program. We really want to make sure we don't duplicate that effort. Because I think when you talk about the magic wand is going to be, okay, everybody's got, you know, their liquidity lifeline, you know, through the PPP program or the others. But on the other end of this, there is going to be a significant need for those borrowers to reach a point of stability. And I think that's, you know, kind of tried and true in terms of where we should play is, you know, for the long-term game here and really not, you know, confuse the lending community out there because they are the ones, Scott, who have to deliver, you know, not only the federal program, but our program. That's the nature of the Bank of North Dakota is that we, you know, our programs are delivered, you know, as you know, through the local banks. We don't have authority, even through the PPP, to do things directly with borrowers. You know, it just isn't set up that way. Now, I guess you're talking about the magic wand. Can you do that? But on the other hand, you know, the resources that we have are limited, but as we work those relationships with, you know, the local banks, you know, that becomes exponential. You know, we have 90 banks out there plus credit unions that are able to go to work and use our programs for the benefit of their borrowers. And I think what we really want to make sure is that we don't overload the borrowers, and we want to make sure that they are using the programs that best support them and benefit them now. And, you know, this PPP program is something that, you know, this state or any other state cannot match in terms of the scope of it, the forgiveness piece of it, and the execution of it. And I, you know, I understand that there's been some hiccups in the rollout of this. And, you know, on the other hand, you know, banks out there, nobody's foreclosing on anybody, Scott. Everybody understands, you know, where we're at in this particular unique moment in time. And they are working their tails off, you know, with these, you know, businesses and borrowers.
Hold that thought, if you would, Eric. We'll continue the conversation after the break. Eric Hartemeyer with us, Bank of North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free. Plus, you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt Semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You say you will when you won't. You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth.
Is that Carl Perkins by chance?
That is my friend. Born on this date, 1932.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Passed away at 66 years of age in 98.
Too darn young to die.
Yeah, he would have been 88 today.
Yeah.
Honey, don't.
Too darn young to die. Wow. Honey, don't. Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Our buddy Mike Lindell has done an incredible thing. Shut down the whole MyPillow plant to make masks, and they're giving the masks to hospitals for free. They got semi-loads going out every hour. It's pretty incredible. And we're trying to find out when they're coming to North Dakota so we can at least high-five the driver of the semi with our, you know, masks on and everything. Appropriate social distancing, of course. But here's what I'd suggest. Let's reward our friend Mike Lindell, and let's get some pillow orders in the pipeline. Could be My Pillow sheets, could be My Pillow towels, could be My Pillows, pet pillows. Guess what? They're all buy one, get one right now. So they shut the plant down. They give you the buy one, get one deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Click on the radio listener specials link, or you can call them at 800-506-9028. All right, more with Eric Hardemeyer, president of the Bank of North Dakota. A couple of texts I'll get to in a minute. back to the magic wand, and I hear you. I think what I hear you saying is, look, if we do a separate program, it's going to confuse people. These are already confusing times. Let's let this current program fall out. And it isn't forever. I mean, you're talking about folks going in and getting 2.5 months of payroll. We don't even know we're going to open up again. So we're still at that, right? And you know, so these are programs that are just short term. I think they're great. I think people ought to take advantage of them. There's a little bit of confusion out there about them that I'll get to in a minute. But so if we set that aside and say, okay, I agree, we got to do, you know, we'll figure out where the gaps is. Can you think of anything on the gap front that would be, you know, where are the pain points going to be? What's going to be the challenges here? I'd love to see the economy just take off like a rocket ship. And if we could lead that from North Dakota, where you got a very stressed oil industry, a very stressed ag industry, and now retail and tourism stressed as well, what would it be? What do you see that gap being, and how can you use the tool of the Bank of North Dakota for the greater good of North Dakota's economy?
Well, you know, Scott, based on the experience that we've had, what we're going to see are, you know, companies are going to need to either, you know, restructure their existing debt and say, you know what, I need some relief here on my existing debt structure, or I need additional working capital to get me through this. So I think what we're going to see at the Bank of North Dakota is a pretty significant program to do just that. And that's what we've done, you know, in other disasters. We've said, you know, we hear you. And what you're going to need is some relief. We're going to take your existing debt structure. We're going to add some additional working capital to it. We're going to give you lengthy terms, low interest rates, and give you, you know, a fighting chance to work through this. And I think, you know, that's been the formula that's worked. Now, maybe there's going to be some other things that come in. I know that the governor and I have talked off and on that there's block grant money coming into the state. In the form of, you know, $1.25 billion. And he has said, okay, Eric, how can we use that as well? It's not here yet. Not sure when it's going to get here. But I think, you know, all of our efforts are going to be on how do we, you know, provide that kind of relief and opportunity to these businesses as we go forward. And I think the beauty of the Bank of North Dakota and the beauty of the relationship with these banks are, you know, in the execution of that and our ability to get the money out there quickly, you know, through this network of banks, you know, throughout the state. And we're fortunate, you know, for a state of 740,000 people to have this many banks, and every community has got one. And, you know, the ability to deliver that program is going to be expedited because of that. So, you know, there's the magic wand is we have something afterwards that is going to sustain you for the future that maybe other banks don't have, other states don't have.
And now we have the time to plan something, do it right. Like you say, whether you, I love that about the governor. He's always looking to leverage dollars and say, you know, if you could match the block grant dollars with Bank of North Dakota dollars and, you know, maybe something else, then what could you do? He agreed with us that he thought that we ought to find a way to, you know, have a unique program because of the Bank of North Dakota for businesses here that nobody else has because they don't have that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that rolls out. A couple questions that have come in for you. One is, ask the president of the bank, why do our students pay some of the highest interest rates in the country? 6%, we've been ripping our students off for years. Student loans should be very low interest.
You know, I would tell you that our rate, when you look at, you know, these are private student loans. These are not federally insured student loans. Scott, as you know, we got out of that business in 2010 and were forced out of it. And so the rates that and program that we provide is a state program. And I would tell you that I would heartily disagree that we have the highest rates in the nation. And I would tell you that, you know, our deal program, our deal one program, which allows you to refinance everything, is probably amongst the lowest, if not the lowest, in terms of interest rates across the nation. You know, some people, you know, ride the interest rate curve. It depends on, you know, when they took out their loans. Interest rates fluctuate.
The main point is that he's not correct in that we have the highest. You're saying we're competitive.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We have amongst the lowest rates in the nation. Absolutely.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. I have another question on credit scores. I'll forward to you, and then we can pass on the answer later. Eric, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. Talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.